Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Baba Basra daf kuf lamed daled Baba Basra 134. Today's daf yomi tells us about the greatness of Yonah's son Ben Uziel. So the reason why we're talking about Yonah's son Ben Uziel is because we first have an incident with him. What is the incident? There was a story, Maisa ba'adam echa. There was an incident about a person who had sons who were not acting properly. Shelo ayuban of nohagin kashura. What happened? So this man got up and he said, "I'm giving all my property to Yonah's son Ben Uziel," and it's clear from the Gemara that the intent of the man is that even though he didn't say it, he didn't want his sons to have anything. What did Yonah ben Uziel do? And we're going to learn at the end of the Gemara that Yonah ben Uziel was a student of Hillel, who's known for his compassion and his kindness. Yonah ben Uziel got up, immediately sold one third, trying to seal the deal to make sure that it was in his possession, and then he consecrated one third of the possessions, and then he took the last third and he gave it to the son. So Shammai came to Yonah ben Uziel with his staff in his hand, and he said, "If this is how you're acting, this is a terrible thing, because what you've done is you've undercut the intent of the man who gave the gift." And Shammai was saying that the gift is now void, and that, and everything has to this property that he has given to the son has to be returned. Yonah ben Uziel said, "Well, if you can undo the sale that I made to this person and that which I consecrated to the temple, then you could take it away from my son, from the son that I gave it to. But if you can't do that, then we see that the gift that I gave to the son is a valid gift because it was in my possession the whole time." And thereby, Yonah ben Uziel arranged it so that the son was able to get at least some of the inheritance of his father. So Shammai responded, "Hitiach alai ben Uziel," which the Rashbam understands to mean that he's answered me in a derech bizon, and he defeated me, he bested me. And so Shammai admits that Yonah ben Uziel, the student of Hillel, has bested him in this argument. Comes along the Gemara and tells us exactly who Yonah ben Uziel was. The Talmud says, "Shmonim talmidim hayu lo Hillel hazaken." Hillel the elder had 80 students. "Shlosh mehem ruuyim shetishraelein shliach Moshe Rabbeinu." 30 of them were so amazing that it was worthy to have the Shekhinah rest upon them, like Moses. And Moses, we know, was the greatest human being ever, and yet they were worthy to have the Shekhinah rest upon them like Moshe Rabbeinu. And the other 30 were worthy that the sun should stop for them just like it stopped for Joshua. And then the remaining 20, Esrim Beinonim, the rest were average people, meaning to say that they were greater than Joshua but less than Moshe. So that's what average means, between Joshua and Moses. Gadol shebekulan, but the greatest of all of these people was Yonah son Ben Uziel. So he was the greatest of all of the students, although some commentaries won't understand that means that he was the greatest of the middle group. But the story makes the most sense if you understand it, that he was the greatest of all of the students. And Katan Shebekulan, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and the smallest of all of these students was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who we know was the one who literally saved Yavne and saved the academy, which all of these sages were eventually going to be studying in. So Amru Alava, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, says the Gemara, they said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shelo Hini Mikra Mishnu Megemara. There was no part of the canon, of the Bible, of the Mishnah, of the Talmud that he didn't study. Halachos Vagados. He knew all the laws and all of the homilies. Diktuke Torah v'diktuke Sofrim. He knew the exactitudes of both the Bible, the language of the Torah, and also the language of the Sofrim, the language of the scribes, meaning the language of the rabbis. V'kalan v'chamurin u'gzeiro shavos. He knew the kal v'chomers and the gzeiro shavos. These are different types of arguments in the Talmud. U'tekufos. He understood the calculations of the calendar. V'gematrios. He knew the numerical values and the ways in which to interpret the Torah via these different explanations and calculations. U'mishalos kovsim u'mishalos shu'um. He also knew the mashals are the parables. So he knew the secret esoteric knowledge of the foxes and of the kovsim, of the laundry makers. Sichas shedim v'sichas dekalim v'sichas malachai asharis. He knew the language of the demons, the language of the vegetation, the decalum, the palm trees, and also the language of the angels. This was a man, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was immersed in everything. V'davar gadol, v'davar katan. He knew the great things. Davar gadol, something great. V'davar katan, and something small. It says the Gemara, what's something great? Davar gadol, ma'isa merkava. What's great? Great is the story of the ma'isa merkava, which is the vision of Ezekiel, the great vision of Ezekiel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew that. V'davar katan, what is a small matter? Havayos to Abaye v'Rava. These are the debates between Abaye and Rava. Comes along the Gemara and tells us, meaning to say, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai fulfills the verse, to those who I love, I will give this, and I will fulfill their storehouses. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had everything. But what about Yonasan ben Uziel? How great was he? So it says, what did they say about Yonasan ben Uziel? When he sat and studied Torah, every bird that flew over him was burned by the fire of his words. That's how holy Yonasan ben Uziel was. And we see Yonasan ben Uziel was the greatest of all of the students of Hillel. And Yonasan ben Uziel understood that a father should never cut off a child entirely, and he should try and make some space. And that's why he gave this child one third of the money that the father wanted to give. What does it mean to say that the havayos of Abaye and Rava are a small matter? The arguments of Abaye and Rava are a small matter. So the Marshal says, no, it can't be. The arguments of Abaye and Rava are the greatest thing, the most important thing. They're eternal. It means it's a small matter because it was already taught to us, and it's small because we forgot it, because we forgot the teachings of Moshe. That's why it calls it small. But of course, it's the greatest thing in the world to understand the eternality of the Talmud.